That's right, en direct avec Doc Olivier, c'est maintenant. Pousse le volume à 11.
Eh bien, bonsoir à tous, bonsoir à toutes. De nouveau avec le doc, je vous remercie d'avoir pris ce temps d'attente puisque nous avons bien ce soir Sean Peck, ce très, très grand chanteur qui est avec nous. Voilà, on va tout de suite aller voir Sean. Hi Sean, how are you? It's a great pleasure to discuss with you tonight in Paris. I don't know where we are located today, but of course Vinyl Time is located in Paris, so... Sean, thanks for your time. Thanks for accepting my invitation. So, how are you?
Bonsoir tout le monde. Je m'appelle Sean avec le groupe Death Dealer. Je suis très joli. Comment allez-vous?
You are beautiful. So, Sean, thank you so much to accepting my invitation. Maybe Ross joins this chat in a few minutes, I don't know. But for sure, we have to discuss about this new record, Concurrent Lens. We've come back since 1 week. So first of all, Chen, what is the reaction of the listener about this new records of Death Dealer?
Man, it's been great. It pre-sold really, really well. All of the videos that we released, the three singles. I'm on a Zoom call. Sorry about that. They would ask me to put my mask on, but I think I'm going to be able to do it without the mask. Okay. So the reaction has been fantastic. Fantastique, as they say in Paris. we recorded this like 4 years ago. So we've already finished the fourth Death Dealer album. We're almost done with the fifth Death Dealer album. So it's hard for me to kind of go back and realize how great this record is because we've been sitting on it so long. So it's kind of a new thing that I've never gone through this on a record release, but I went back and like re-listened to the record. I'm like, okay, now I see why everybody loves it. Yes. It's a fucking kick ass. And, like I said, this album only has three songs that will be on the streaming services. So in order to hear the record, you have to buy it. You have to support the band. You have to support heavy metal and, you know, pay your, you know, 15 euros and pick it up. And we're kind of breaking the mold. It's like David versus Goliath against Spotify. Like, we're not just giving our album out for free to everybody like everybody does. You know, it's worth the hard earned euros. So everybody out there, you know, support heavy metal, support the band and pick it up. You won't be sorry.
Yeah, so I have to translate now. comme il l'a dit, écoutez, l'album est sorti le 13 novembre, donc il y a beaucoup de réactions. Il y a eu que trois singles qui sont sortis. Si vous voulez écouter le reste, comme il le dit, il faut aller acheter l'album et puis il espère que les gens iront l'écouter, que ça a été un bon choix et puis que pour le coup, si on veut supporter ce groupe, il faut aller acheter l'album. In fact, Sean, this is the third album was three and a half years in the making. Could you tell us what kind of thing slowed the process down, or was it just a question of trying to get your best album done so everyone was 100% happy? Because I know that you have a lot of different projects, and sometimes it's a little bit difficult to make everybody at the same place to release this new album of Death Dealer. So. How many times you want to clearly create a fantastic new one, because this Concrete Lens, it's a fantastic new one with a large production. I have the chance to listen to this album and for sure, I think it's a really good one. So it's a really good surprise.
Yeah. Like I said, we had 80% of it done probably 4 years ago. And then I got busy with, you know, Denner Sherman and the Three Tremors and, you know, doing live stuff with Cage and touring. Ross had the Ross the Boss Band. Stu Marshall had, you know, his band Night Legion. So we kind of got distracted, and then we finally found some time to come back around and finish it, write a few more new songs, make the songs that we had, you know, even better. And so then we finished it, and the cool thing was is that we just kept writing, and now there's going to be Death Dealer albums as far as the eye can see. I mean, get ready, people out there, for an overload of Death Dealer songs and albums, because we got the next one coming is incredible, and the one after that's incredible. But right now, yeah, jump on Conquered Lands, because it's for people that like the style of heavy metal, this Painkiller on steroids thing. This is definitely a fun ride. So yeah, that was the reason it took so long.
Yeah, so ça a pris beaucoup de temps. Bah, comme il le dit, ils ont beaucoup de projets ensemble. Ils ont beaucoup de, il y a beaucoup de projets avec Death Dealer, mais chacun a son groupe. Sean, il joue avec Cage. Il est aussi avec les Three Tremors. Il y a aussi Ross qui a son groupe. Bon, chacun a son groupe, donc c'est parfois difficile d'avoir le temps pour pouvoir faire un album de Death Dealer, mais en fin de compte, ils ont réussi à le faire. So, Sean, I think this one is particular because I think the production, it's a huge production. I would like to say it's better like your first two first records, and I like very much this powerful sounds on your Conquered Lands. So have you the same approach? Do you think this is the better production that we have since the beginning of Death Dealer?
As far as the sound goes, yeah, you were saying we did a little bit of a different route, and we got a great result. People love the production on this album. We had to, now that we had Mike LaPond in the band, which is one of the greatest, if not the greatest bass player in heavy metal, is now in the band.
Yeah,
we had to make sure that people could hear him. We had to make sure that people could hear what he was doing, because what he wrote was so incredible. And so we you know, made sure the bass really shined through. That's not always easy to do in this kind of power metal. Like, the bass guitar usually, you know, gets lost in this kind of speed metal thing because it's either following the kick drum or following the guitar. But Stu and Mauer Applebaum, who's one of the most famous mastering guys in the world right now, who's a good friend, they did a great job making it sound good. And, you know, all the reviews and all the press is talking about the sound of the record, which is huge. Yeah. It's nice for a change to have them say it sounds good instead of it sounds like shit.
Comme il le dit, moi j'ai trouvé que ce son du Death Dealer est bien meilleur que les deux premiers. Et puis il dit aussi, donc ils ont aussi un nouveau bassiste dont on va parler. Et puis il y a aussi le fait qu'ils ont travaillé autrement et que le son est dix fois meilleur. So Sean, I just pick up one word from one person we have a lot of persons with on this Facebook Live. So this is Laurent. I know you, maybe you know Laurent. Laurent working with Ross since many years in France. And he said, we have one question from Laurent. When could you expect to see Death Dealer in Lyon, in France, and maybe in Paris? Because for sure, on 2020, it's a little bit difficult to have a lot of concerts. But I hope to see you in different town in France. So maybe it's a little bit difficult to speak about tour. But do you have some project for the next 1 year or 2 years?
We're playing in Lyon tomorrow night, so everybody get their tickets.
Yeah, are you sure?
Yeah. No. Well, because we have so much, you know, invested in Death Dealer now, and more albums coming out. There's obviously very big plans for touring. Normally, you know, France, I've only done, I don't know, 5 or 6 shows in France. I'm part French. My heritage is French and German. So everybody listening out there, you're talking to a Frenchman right now. So you got to respect that. You got some French blood coursing through these metal veins. But just like everybody else, like, touring is definitely a number one thing, but we're not going to stop releasing records because we can't tour. We decided that, you know, we'll tour when we can tour as soon as possible, but the product and the albums are going to come out for the fans so that they get fresh metal. We're not going to just sit and wait for, you know, 1 year, 2 year, 3 years for the records to come out. I have three records coming out next year at least. I've got another Death Dealer. I've got a Cage album coming out, and we've got another three Tremors coming out. So even though there's no touring, we're putting out music.
Yeah. So, comme le posait la question Laurent, donc effectivement, Death Dealer sera en concert demain à Lyon, hein, bien sûr. Bon, ça va être compliqué, mais on peut aller jeter le ticket, hein, voilà, c'est ce que dit Sean. Et puis, comme il le dit, même s'il n'y a pas de tournée, parce que c'est très compliqué, Sean, il fait beaucoup, beaucoup de choses. Hein. Il a un nouvel Death Dealer, il a un nouveau Twitch Amors, et puis il y a beaucoup de projets qui arrivent, et je pense qu'il y aura peut-être un Cage qui arrivera. Sean, I have the pleasure to see you and to speak with you in France. And a small festival on the north of the France. I don't know if you remember, you play with Cage. We passed a lot of time together to take a picture, and you said, one of the most concerts that I made with you, because it's totally crazy to speak maybe 1 hour with you after your show. It's totally fantastic. So I hope and I cross my finger to see you again on stage and to take a beer with you, because you are totally one of my favorite singer, because you are sometimes totally crazy, and thank you so much for that, because and I said not sometimes, but you are totally one of my best singer, and with Street Remorse, I think it's very important to listen you on Street Remorse, because your voice, it's amazing. So cross finger to see you.
Merci beaucoup, mon ami.
Cross finger to see you again. So a few words about your new bass player, because we have a new bass player on Death Dealer. This is Mike Lepon, who is playing, of course, with Ross in Symphony X and something like that. So what is the difference with Mike Lepon now on Death Dealer? I know this is a long walker, because it's working for many different CDs that with Ross and Symphonic. So what is the difference between Death Dealer with Mike Lepon and without Mike Lepon?
Well, you know, I haven't played on stage live with him yet. I'm looking forward to that. But when most of the time in this kind of music, the bass tracks get recorded and you go, oh, that's great. And you kind of blow it off. But when he lit, you know, this is the first album I think I've ever been involved with where the bass, the notes that he wrote and performed on the album were added a tremendous amount of musicality to the song, where you're like, whoa, that's really cool. And do, 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 like little runs and spots that you had you didn't think anything was going to be there. And there's this cool bass, these bass notes that you hear. And so he's so musical and so wise as far as songwriting that his contribution to the songs was incroyable.
Bah, comme il le dit, alors je suis posé la question avec Mike Lepon. Bah voilà, c'est quand même Mike Lepon, c'est quand même le bassiste de Symphony X, c'est le bassiste de Death Dealer, et puis bah il a amené quand même quelque chose de magnifique. Sean, comme il le dit, n'a jamais joué avec Mike sur scène, mais il y a quand même des choses à découvrir. Et puis comme le dit Sean, c'est quand même quelqu'un qui bosse dur, et ça a amené beaucoup de choses dans ce troisième album Concrete Lens de Death Dealer. Another question directly from the chat, Sean. Why don't they tour Cage and Death Dealer together? That's a good idea.
Well, it's a great idea, but I mean, singing a Cage set is impossible for the human voice enough as it is, let alone singing a Death Dealer and a Cage set. I don't think there's anyone alive that could perform, except maybe Harry Conklin. He could probably do it. But he's not human. But doing both those sets back to back is a superhuman feat. Maybe if I got on steroids, I could pull it off. But it's a great idea. I mean, conceptually, I would love to be up there and rock it. But I mean, I don't know that the voice would hold up. But maybe, you know,
Bah, comme il a dit, hein, Laurent, bah, c'était une très bonne question, hein, mais il dit qu'il va être très compliqué de chanter dans les deux sets parce que c'est pas possible, sauf si on est en stéroïde, sauf si bah, il a moyen de faire autrement. Mais pour le coup, bah, ça va être très très compliqué. Et puis c'est vrai que ça serait pas mal de les voir tous les deux ensemble parce que c'est deux groupes qui sont très très bien. Et Sean dit, bah oui, mais c'est pas possible. So, Sean, that's. You see, I just put the set list of your new CD on the live Facebook for everybody. So this is a lot of different songs. One of them, the first one, Sorcerer Supreme, is one of my favorite on this album. It's a powerful and energetic songs. How do you create your songs?
How do we create the songs? Well, what we mostly do is Stu and I and Ross will get on like a Skype call together, and we will do literally like 2-3 hours of like just jamming, like we're in the room together. So we're not really a band that trades tracks. We don't, email files, and we're just typing a bunch of messages and emailing tracks. We're in a live, Skype jam together, and so we're writing these songs as if we were in the jam room together, but it's on Skype, and we spend a lot of time just hanging out together and talking, online instead of just typing emails and exchanging files. And so that's the main way that we get the songs done. And as we're composing these songs, Stu puts them together on the computer in real time, so we get to hear, the results really quick. And I think that's a lot better than just trading. Because he's in Australia, Mike and Ross are in New York, me and Steve are in Southern California. And I think that's a lot better. It's more organic. You come up with better songs that way instead of just emailing tracks back and forth and typing a message, check this out.
Ok, bah comme il le dit, alors comment ils ont travaillé? Bah c'est simple, ils sont tous un petit peu éparpillés à droite à gauche, donc et bah ils échangent, ils travaillent par Skype, ils travaillent 1 heure, ils créent les titres, et puis ils ont une mode de travail qui est un peu classique quand on est un petit peu à droite et à gauche, on échange des mails, on échange des fichiers, on crée le disque, et puis quand le disque est créé, c'est en boîte, voilà. Et puis la suite, et bah c'est ce Conquered Land qui est vraiment voilà, fantastique. Sean, you have several bands. So how do you focus on Dev Dealer? How do you focus on Cage? How do you focus on Three Tremors? It is difficult for you to have this different approach with the different band, or you are only focused when we're working for Dev Dealer. This is only for Dev Dealer, for Cage, only for Cage. What is your feeling when we have to build a new CD with several bands?
I work best when I have like four different things going on at once. Like, Stu has to focus on like one thing at a time, and I'm better when I'm like, I'm working on this song for Death Dealer, and then like 5 minutes later, I'm onto a Cade song, and I'm ADHD, as they say here, and so I'm able to work on, four different bands at once, and I'm always thinking 5 steps ahead. So I like working on multiple bands at once, and it works good for me. And I've recorded probably over 60 songs since April, since the COVID lockdown. So we have, the next Three Tremors album is done. The next Death Dealer album is done. The fifth Death Dealer album's got 10 songs, and then Cage, we have like 15 different songs that we're just writing more and choosing from. So I think I've been the most prolific heavy metal writer since this whole bullshit came down.
Bah, comme il le dit, il écrit un peu tout. Il y a Stu qui est vraiment très focus, hein. Il dit il est très focus quand ils font les trucs. Mais il a écrit plein de titres. Il a écrit plein de titres pour Cage, plein de titres pour Dev Dealer, plein de titres pour Three Tremors. Moi, c'est, il en a écrit à cause du Covid. Et puis c'est vrai que c'est focus, not pour le Covid, mais focus pour l'écriture. Et on a hâte d'écouter. So, Sean, I just said a few seconds. We are on the way to listen all your music because a lot of new songs. So, for a lot of persons, I think it's very important to listen your songs as soon as possible. Do you have plan now the dates for the different new Dev Dealer, Cage, and Tweet Remote, or it's 2021 and we have to wait?
It's 2021, and I don't know. The Death Dealer probably next September. I don't know. I think the Cage will come out next, and the Three Tremors is going to come out after KK Downing's KK's Priest album comes out. So that's how that's going to go down. But the exact dates, I don't know. I don't know the exact dates yet.
Okay.
But there's going to be a lot. Everybody, save your money. There's going to be a lot.
Okay. So, Sean, I would like to say thank you for your time. I appreciate that you joined me for this live interview with Dev Dealer. So, it's a great pleasure again. Juste dire quelques mots en français. Donc, Sean a pris le temps de nous recevoir et de nous écouter et puis de répondre à quelques questions en direct et on lui en remercie. Two questions before we finish, I think, Sean. For this new album of Dev Dealer, would you also say this album was easier to make because you have gotten to know each other better over this year? It's more easy because you are totally like an alchemy between everybody plus Mike Lepon now. It is more easy to build a new CD with this band now?
I think this one was almost done. Where is food right there? Yeah. Sorry about that. I think this one is was harder to do, actually. The third one was harder. I think I was in a bit of a like writer's block, I think, when we were doing the meat and potatoes of this one. But once we revisited it, you know, after we waited those years, you know, we were in a super creative mode. So it worked out really good. You know, we wrote a lot of it to start, and then we that was like a little bit difficult for me. I don't know why. I was just wasn't in the zone. But once we returned to it, man, it was a great to wait. It worked out really good that we waited, because then we had fresh ideas and were able to make the album, you know, as good as it is. And everybody, deathdealermetal.com. That's where you can check it out and buy the crazy merchandise packs and stuff that we have.
Yeah.
Make sure you get that out there.
En fait, comme il l'a dit, des fois c'est difficile. On a créé plein de trucs. Vous pouvez passer donc sur le site devdealer.com pour aller voir tous les packages qu'il y a. Il y a plein de belles choses. D'ailleurs, il y a plein de gens qui ont acheté le package avec les photos, les signatures. Il y a plein de beaux trucs. C'est vraiment magnifique. Et puis faites-vous plaisir. En tout cas, l'album est très très bien. Moi, je vous le conseille. C'est un des meilleurs albums de heavy metal. So, Sean, I just say to the listeners that this Dev Dealer, it's one of the most heavy metal CD of this year. I listen a lot of music, but I think this one is really produced. We have some powerful songs. So I think when you put the CD on your songs, and so that it's totally crazy because the sound is very powerful, and you pass 10 songs without any problem. So it is, like you said, your painkiller. This is correctly the painkiller album from now, with called Concurrent right. Lens. And I appreciate this CD because it's a very good surprise. So thank you so much.
It's a great time until you get to that ballad, and then just the whole, it gets really depressing. Everything's great until you get to the ballad, and then it's, you know, Ross calls that the ballad 22 Gone the most depressing song in heavy metal history, which I'm very proud of. Very proud that I was able to write the most depressing song in heavy metal history, according to Ross.
Ouais, moi, c'est un album que j'ai beaucoup aimé. Et comme il le dit, là, il a pris beaucoup de plaisir à écrire avec Ross. So I have some questions from Ross, but in fact, Ross is not joining us today. So I think we have to push this question. So I know that Ross is a particular guy with France, as you know, because we have a particular history, Ross and the France, not only with Manowar, but with the Dictators, with Shaken Street. So so it's a very special artist, I would like to say, for France, because Ross came sometime and played with Shaken Street, he played with Dictator, and not only with Ross the Boss Band or Dev Dealer. So it's one of the artists that we came in France, play a lot of songs, and come back, I would like to say, each year, when we don't have this issue with COVID. So I hope to see you again on stage with Dev Dealer in Paris, in Lyon, in Marseille, and something like that. And I cross my finger for that. So I think, Sean, one last question before we leave. What is on this new album your preferred songs?
My favorite songs on the album?
Yeah.
I really like the ballad, 22 Gone. I like Conquered Lands. There's a vibe to the title track. It's really cool. And then probably something about Every Nation. That song really came out good. It's just got a real good feel to it and a good hook. And then Beauty in the Blood, which is a real powerful, fast one. And that was one I had for Denner Sherman. And then, you know, we didn't have time to finish it, so I took it over to Death Dealer, and now here we are. But you should reschedule Ross. You know, I just tried messaging him. Reschedule him and get him back on the show, because he's obviously a great interview.
Yeah. So, Sean, thank you. Comme il le dit, il y a plein de chansons qu'il aime. Moi, j'en ai une, c'est Sorcerer Suprême. Mais comme il le dit, il y a la balade, il y a du powerful, il y a vraiment une très, très bonne ambiance. Franchement, je vous conseille ce disque. C'est vraiment un très bon disque, c'est une très bonne surprise. C'est un vrai bon disque de heavy metal. Faites-vous plaisir, allez sur devdealer.com, faites-vous plaisir, commandez des CD, et puis on espère revoir Sean. So Sean, I would like to say thank you for your times. So I think the last word is for you, and just after I have a gift for you, I just create an end thriller for this interview. So if you have just 20 seconds at the end of the interview, you can see the thriller for the end of this interview. So Sean, thank you so much. I pick up your times on Sunday, so I know it's sometimes a bit difficult.
That's all right. But merci beaucoup tout le monde. Bonsoir. Merci beaucoup, Heavy Metal, pour forever. And DeathDealerMetal.com, DeathDealerMetal.com, and also SteelCartel.com. Go to the YouTube channel, YouTube.com/SteelCartel. All kinds of great stuff on there. There's even me doing a crazy scream on a song that's on the Death Dealer 4 album. You guys all got to hear. I think I break a world record on this, the longest, highest scream ever. You got to go to youtube.com/steelcartel and check it out. Thanks for having me. Very fun.
Voilà, comme il le dit, n'hésitez pas à aller faire un tour sur tous les sites internet qu'il a nommés. Sean parle très bien le français. You speak French? Very well, Sean. You can come back again.
Certainement.
you are my guest when you come back in Paris. on va écouter donc ce petit teaser de fin. Sean, thank you so much. Have a nice evening. Cross finger for the Conquered Lands. Hope you have a lot of listeners for this one. And hope to see on stage with Dev Dealer, Cage, or Three Tremors in Paris and maybe in Europe next year, if we have no issue with the COVID. And in fact, Sorcerer Supreme.
Yeah. Okay, thanks, man.
This is the end, and thank you so much, Sean, and speak to you very soon.